This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into the Allo Communication Studios. I am Tanner Schwint. Big thanks. This is what it's great about having a team. I had some personal matters I had to tend to this morning. The type of stuff that nobody wants to deal with. But a big shout out to Brian and Angel for keeping this thing going, even when I can't be here. So I appreciate both of you very, very much. More than you'll probably ever know. But excited for a Happy Jeeba Friday here.
Oh, man. I love Fridays. It is so much fun. I just love the energy of Friday. I love the fact that we don't work for a couple days, even though we love our jobs. I love that, and I love that we get to have Susan Moore on with us and talk movies and just talk life. And how? First off, Miss Susan, how was your birthday week last week?
Oh, Brian and Tanner, good morning, Happy Jeeba, and thank you for asking. I've had the best birthday week, starting off with the cake you baked me, which was amazing—a banana cake with banana frosting, and then my name in piping in peanut butter on the top.
That sounds delicious.
It
was still stuck in that Elvis mode. When you make a banana cake, it's like, what's missing here? Oh, yeah, it's peanut butter. Peanut butter and Nana got to go together. So, yeah, it was an Elvis-themed thing, except when I wrote out Happy Birthday, Susan, in peanut butter, I'd put the peanut butter in a baggie, all right, to do some piping. Right. And I cut the little—that's what it's called.
Nope.
And I cut the corner. I cut the corner of the bag off. I do a lot of cake making.
Okay.
All right. I'm the guy who does the birthday cake.
He does.
And I snip off the corner and I go to write. Then I'm going to squeeze the peanut butter down.
Right.
And I start right, and the happy B-day turned out kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed that the corner of the baggie was pleated, and it was kind of folded over. And then the other side of it popped open, and then I got two streams going out at the same time. And I think every guy's had that situation in the bathroom once.
It's something
that can happen. But it was the same type of thing, so I'm trying to control it and still write Susan. And I got two coming out at the same time, and I'm
really
trying
cool
to line them up.
Choice.
Well, and then I get done and look at it and say, you know what? Peanut butter looks a lot like baby poop. And I thought, wow, this is the ugliest cake I've ever made. And I bring it over, and Susan thought it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And I loved that the Susan part was a little wild. It was a little outside the lines, because that's who I am, baby.
Oh, we
we know, Susan. We know.
Thank you.
It's been a big week for you. You had your birthday on Sunday there, and then today is National Love Horses Day. And big day for you.
No, you know, I was loving those horses as I was scooping their manure and hauling it out and putting it in the manure pile. I was loving them.
You know what I'm doing right now, Susan?
What?
I'm sitting mouth agape. Because you just mentioned you didn't know that. Why weren't you listening in the first hour, Susan?
Because I was out in the barn shoveling manure so I could be here at 7.
Oh, because you love horses.
I love horses. Right. I love them. And another big day today, besides I Love Horses Day, is they're delivering my little John Deere 1025R tractor.
Oh, I know you said you were doing it. You showed me the breakdown of everything. It's like, yes, this makes sense. It's on its way?
Yep, they're delivering it. And it's got this, it's not called a bush hog because it's a John Deere. I don't know what it's called. But it's this big cutter that hooks on the back, on the hitch on the back there. And I can mow down my weeds. It's also got a bucket on the front. So I am going to retire my wheelbarrow and just have a tractor with a bucket on the front. And it's got a little drag for my arena.
Now, okay, if it's got the bucket on the front, did you get one of them little bells? That clink, 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 clink. They go really good.
Oh, Lord, I had no idea where you were going with that.
No, it's so cool when you got the basket and the bell on your John Deere.
Had no idea where you're going. Had no, for $1 million, I couldn't have told you what joke was coming next.
Yeah. Oh. So it's a big day here at the farm, and my birthday week continues, and it's been wonderful. And then you and Bob sang me happy birthday, but I had my thumb over the recorder on my phone.
Oh, so is that what happened?
They really lip-synced Happy Birthday to me.
She posted the video. There was no audio. Bob and I knew we sang out loud.
Yeah.
You know? But she puts the video up, and we look, and we go, wow, we are really good lip-syncers.
You know,
only thing that's missing is the music. That was
it. Well, but I came to realize this year, actually started last year, to really appreciate birthdays. And yes, you make me feel special, and it's wonderful. I always never wanted birthdays because it meant I'm getting old, but hell, I am old. Still there.
It's a hell of a lot better than the alternative, Susan.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Susan, what are you going to be reviewing today?
Well, I'm trying to make friends with Tom Hanks again because he was so horrible. I mean, I thought he did a good job being a horrible person in Elvis. And so today I'm doing a sunny musical comedy, That Thing You Do. It was written and directed by Tom Hanks.
Oh, that is one of my all-time favorite movies.
No, it isn't.
Without a doubt. If I'm in a down mood, I can watch that and know I'm going to feel good.
Now, Tanner, is this a foreign language for you?
Yeah, no, I didn't understand any. I've never seen it.
You have got to be kidding.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's just...
I'm not.
And it's got some, you know, it's got Steve Zahn in there. I told you it's a comedy. Giovanni Ribisi, Tom Hanks, and then some other people. Liv Tyler. Oh, and Tom Hanks' wife.
Rita.
Rita plays
Wilson.
The cocktail waitress.
Yeah,
yeah,
Rita
she
Wilson.
Looks really, really sexy. It's a 1964, so she's got the really big hair. And it's a cute movie. Do you want me to start?
Yeah. Do we want to take it? Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead?
Because I'm going to join you on this one, because I absolutely adore this movie. The soundtrack, I've probably played a million times. And my kids used to have a routine that they did to the soundtrack.
Seriously?
So, Mr. Downtown.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And don't you know when you hold my hand
you hold my heart.
Boom, yeah. Had the dance moves and everything.
Yeah. Well, so this movie is about a garage band in Erie, PA in 1964. And it's just fun to see everything in 64, the cars with the big spins and all that. And the Wonders are about to play, this garage band, about to play a talent show when their drummer, Giovanni Ribisi, breaks his arm. And the band, and I mentioned Steve Zahn on guitar, convinces their pal Guy to fill in. But see, Guy is a drummer, but he's got a real jazz background.
Yeah.
So, and he brings this whole new sound, and the crowd loves them. They win the talent show.
It was because of the shades. When he put the sunglasses on and then got the name Shades, that's when the cool factor came in. And didn't you love when they got introduced at their first gig? Ladies and gentlemen, the O'Neaters.
Yeah.
Because they were spelling Wonders, O-N-E, and then they realized, you know, we really ought to change that. You know?
Well, that was thanks to Tom Hanks and the sunglasses as well. So anyway, the Wonders get a paying gig at the pizza restaurant. They cut a record of the song, That Thing You Do, which we hear a lot during the movie.
Yep.
But the interesting thing is, as that song gets played again and again, it gets better every time. Did you notice that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, from the garage band to suddenly they're cool.
Tell the scene. Okay. The greatest scene in the movie.
Okay. The iconic scene. Well,
yes.
I should actually have Bob and you do it. But anyway, the lead singer's a jerk. He's a sweet girlfriend played by Liv Tyler. The record gets played on the radio. And the iconic scene, when they cut this record, it gets played on the radio. And all these kids are listening on their little transistor radios. And they go crazy with joy.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
No, it is anybody who's ever done music, loved music, or wanted to be in music thinks of that moment. And I've asked so many artists when we've interviewed them through the years, you know, what was that moment like the first time you heard your song on the radio? And the amount of people who said that it was like in the movie That Thing You Do. Where, I mean, they hear it and Everybody is running down to every street. They're opening the doors. It's on the radio, and they're going nuts. Yay! And they all meet at the hardware store and gather around the radio, and they're listening, and they're going crazy. And it's just, you get that feel. You can feel the joy in what that must have been like. Oh, and I can't think of any movie, be it a sports movie, a music movie, or anything, that puts you into that feel of the moment of victory or you know, of accomplishment more than that movie does.
You haven't seen Minions Rise of Gru yet, okay? Let's just pump the brakes a little bit there, big guy.
We'll get to you and your funny little yellow guys a little bit later
on. Love those little dudes.
It happens what usually happens with a band. Go on, Susan. I know you probably got a couple more points.
I got some noits here. So anyway, they get on the radio, and they make it to Pittsburgh, PA. And that's when they meet Tom Hanks. He becomes their manager soon. They are on a national tour of state fairs.
No, absolutely.
I love that. It's fun, like you mentioned, to see Mr. Dent. The other performers play, and it's a real 60s sound, but the music is really good.
It's music throughout. Tom Hanks wrote a lot of it.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yes.
I didn't know he had any musical background.
I didn't either until this film.
Yeah. But this really vindicates him from, you know, that guy he played in Elvis. Anyway, so the Wonders record climbs the Billboard charts. They head to Hollywood. They make a movie. But soon the band members are going their own ways.
Yeah.
And it's just a lovely twist. Truly the Wonders are now a one-hit wonder.
No, they ended up being, but I remember so many scenes, like when the singer is just in the studio snapping his fingers. I quit.
Yeah.
And it just sticks with me, so many of those moments. And when Liv Tyler turns to him and says, I wasted all my kisses on you.
I know. Oh. She was such a sweet girl.
Oh.
And that's such a nice twist on the end, because she stayed with that band, and she was selling records and merch. And, she was just such a love. And the twist on the end is that Guy, the drummer, and Liv Tyler do a kiss. A big one.
Her and Shades end up making some jazz.
I was going to say, too, Liv Tyler could have wasted some of those kisses on me, I believe.
Oh, she's
that would have been all right.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Isn't she just a doll? And she was so absolutely genuine, as they all really were for a comedy movie. Sometimes it wasn't like that. It was just fun.
Great
movie.
Fun. What would you give it on a rating, Susan?
I have to give it an 8, Brian.
Wow. 8? All right. What would you rate it?
It's nearly the perfect movie. For me,
really?
it's a 9.25.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You went 2 decimal points.
I did.
Good for you.
I did. Check out the brain on Brian.
IMDb does not agree with you guys.
What did they say?
6.9 out of 10. So still up there. But for some reason, this movie is moved up 312 spots in the popularity over the last week. I don't know if you just set a trend there, Susan, but it's the 1,811th most popular movie right now.
You know what? I bet a lot of people thought like I did and said, no, we want to love Tom Hanks again.
Yep.
And I'm going to see the best doggone, he's done everything he's done is so good, except for Captain Phillips.
Oh, you're going to put that wasn't a great movie. You're right.
I tried.
I liked that one.
All right. You're going to be reviewing Minions, The Rise of Gru, so we know where you're at.
You don't know. I could do Megamind or Monsters University, all right? You don't know.
Many to choose from, but we look forward to hearing it.
I am.
I'm looking forward to hearing about Minions, and they are so popular. What's the scoop on that? What is their draw?
Well, it's all coming your way next. Right where, Susan?
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of talent went into that.
Summertime when the weather is high.
Is it the track skipping?
Women on your mind.
Welcome back to Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, Angel Padilla.
Mungo Jerry was singing that, I think.
I know.
The lovely Susan Moore joining us. So, Susan, in all your years of working with Brian, did you ever go to a golf tournament with him?
Yes, actually, we did. We had one golf tournament, and it was about this hot. And on one of the holes, they had borrowed my saddle and put it on a sawhorse, and you had to hit the ball from the saddle.
Yep. From the saddle. That is incredible.
We used to come up with some fun things.
Also, what redneck golf tournament was that?
Yeah. I think it was the redneck golf tournament.
And why wasn't I part of it? Probably because I wasn't born yet. That may have been part of it. But we're playing in the Greeley Chamber of Commerce golf tournament coming up on Monday. And I'm taking Brian out for a practice round after the show's over this morning. And I've golfed with him once so far. And I will tell you what, he was such a sandbagger. He was saying, oh, I'm so bad. Oh, I'm not going to play. Came out there and kicked my butt.
Oh, gosh. How fun.
No, Tanner was just much worse than he let himself off to be. It's not that I was that much better. He just wasn't as good as he thought he was. That's what it came down to. But no, I get a couple of good hits while they were looking. They didn't see all the other ones, but I just went, all right, thanks, Mike. Good shot. We're using yours.
Well, and that's the thing. We're going to rely on him for those nice, safe shots. He's a steady guy, and we're really looking forward to it. But I'll tell you what, we will be the best beer drinking team in this tournament. I can promise you that with certainty.
Do me proud, you guys. Come on.
We will.
No, absolutely. We're going to do a couple of segments here, and then during the last one, Tanner and I are both going to do our movie reviews. But coming up next, real quickly, I want to tell you, Susan, about a fight I had this morning and see if you've ever had the same opponent.
Okay.
All right. That's all coming up next. Where, Susan?
Northern Colorado's Voice. 1031 and 1310 KFKA.
I don't think Brian's mic's
on. No, it is now, but he cut me off because I was singing along, man. I love this kind of music so much. That's good.
I am very excited about to hear about your matchup, who you went up against this morning. Susan Moore joining us, of course. What is going on there, Angel?
That was weird.
That is weird.
All right.
Okay, we're good. Yeah. Susan, are you there? Susan?
We'll get that figured out. Yeah,
let's try and get Susan back up there.
Yeah, there was a little technical difficulty going on there. Strange morning. Hey, weird things can happen.
Weird things do happen. Stranger things is something some would say.
All right, he's getting back connected with Miss Susan. All right, are you there, Susan?
I am. Sorry. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch got me up dancing and, you know.
I do. I love that song. There's a real... kind of a heavy rock version of that by a band called Axe that I used to love back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Man, it just had a cool sound to it. Well, Susan, I need to get this off my chest. I had a little fight. It was late last night, which carried over into this morning a little bit.
I guess toilet already, and apparently it's not toilet that he had a fight with.
It wasn't toilet.
Do you have a guess, Susan?
I don't know. Did the cat do something to you, Brian?
Nope. That's usually one of the culprits. But in this case, it was a villain that many of us have tried to tackle and never defeated. And I don't know why it doesn't get talked about more. I tried to use Saran Wrap.
It is. It's evil.
It is the worst substance in the history of mankind. I go, number one, why they put it in the box the way they do, where you try to find the perforation to get it out, and then you start pulling it up, and then the whole roll comes out of the box. It's not even held in there. So you got to hold it down to try to get that out. Then you're stretching it. You get the right size you need. You turn it. You rip it, and then it clings together, and then you try to pull it apart so that you can get it on what you need to put it on. Then you set it down, and it doesn't stick at all. So I was trying to wrap up a pizza that needed to go back in the freezer because we decided we weren't going to cook it. I'd already taken out of its wrapper. So I start trying to put Saran wrap around it, and I end up getting a cast. I got myself wrapped up in this. I suddenly have my hand stuck to the pizza. I've wrapped it in Saran wrap trying to get this stuff around. Could not do it. I finally just ended up grabbing the roll, taking it out of the package, and wrapping it around like a damn ace bandage around the pizza in every direction. It's now about 10 sizes thicker than it used to be. Nothing can happen to this. It is preserved in Saran wrap, and I used the whole damn roll, and I'll never buy it again.
How many margaritas had you had before?
One.
That? Really?
One margarita. One mango margarita.
Well, Tanner, have you ever had an experience with Saran wrap?
I just throw everything in Tupperware, and to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of leftovers. He said something down in front of me, Susan. It's getting ate.
But how about you, Susan? Have you ever fought with Saran wrap?
I have, Brian. But if you look on the box, there's little directions on you push the tabs in to keep on each end to keep the thing in the box, the roll in the box. And then there's that perforated metal strip that rips your skin off.
Yes, I found that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
You should see the look on his face right now.
I didn't know there were directions.
No,
these tabs. I've been using this product for many, many years. I didn't.
Yeah.
I guess I got to read things. I found out you're supposed to preheat the toaster before you make an Eggo.
What?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. You want a perfect Eggo? You preheat it for a cycle, then you put your Eggo in. See?
No.
Yeah. Little survival tips right here: how to use Saran wrap, how to cook an Eggo. All right, that'll wrap up that. When we come back in, we'll get back to movie reviews
so
from Mom's Popcorn. And
where's all
this shenanigans happening, Susan?
It's right here, Brian. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NoCo.
I'm yours.
Welcome into the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Tanner Schwent. That's Brian Carey. Angel Padilla playing the music today. Susan Moore joining us as always on our Habajiba Friday.
Little Stevie O'Neater.
That's a callback. That's what they call it in the industry.
It is. It's comedy, all right? For those of you who may have missed it, which would be everyone but Susan and Tanner.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Angel may have got it.
He may have.
All right. This is movie review time. You were saying, and you were previewing this in the 6 o'clock hour. I don't know what in the hell got into me, but I watched 3 very cartoonish movies this week.
Not cartoonish. They were cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
okay.
Fair. Very fair.
Okay.
I started on Sunday by going to watch Minions: The Rise of Gru, and the last time that I've been in a movie theater, I mean, I suppose other than Top Gun that I went and saw in Cheyenne, I mean, it had been years since I had been to one, and I especially the Greeley one. They cleaned it up a little bit over there. Gotta give them a shout out at that. They got those nice seats in there now.
Very much so.
Yeah, so it was good. So I watched the Minions: Rise of Gru on Sunday, Megamind the other night, which great movie by the way, and Monsters University. I think it was the trivia that got me in a cartoon mode, but it was great. So let's dive in. Minions: The Rise of Gru, because it's a very thick plot line. A lot going on in this one.
One of those you've really got to pay attention. Don't start it unless you can really devote yourself.
For sure. So the little yellow guys run around and do funny things and say banana. I'll give it a... No, I'm just kidding. No, this one, and I didn't even realize this. There's three Despicable Me's, and there was a Minion movie already. So, I mean, they are going to ride these little yellow guys to a lot of money. And they took a lot of mine for me to go watch it. But this starts out with Gru as a child, which I thought was hilarious, right? Because you never thought of Gru as kind of like that lovable guy. I mean, he's just he's the a-hole in all the other movies, right? He's got a soft spot. But as a child, he's sitting in class. And they're going around, and the movie opens this way, and they're like, "All right, well, what do you want to do when you get older?" And the teacher's very out of it. And Gru, what about you? And he goes, "I will be the greatest supervillain of all time." And then he moves his little scarf over, and it gets real serious, and then everybody just starts laughing at him. But it doesn't faze him. He goes home because he's got like 30 million minions in his basement already working on his first lair. And so it says that Gru originally didn't want the minions. He's like, "No, I'm good. I don't need, like, they're in the minor leagues." But there's a supervillain group called the Evil Six, and it's like a disco-based thing. It's all like in the 80s with the disco, the music, the soundtrack's actually really good to it as well. Well, the Super Six, the Evil Six, they lose one of their villains. Well, they get rid of one, I guess is the best way to put that.
They stepped on the Twinkie?
They did. And so Gru applies, and he has an interview with him. They didn't realize that he was only like, I think he was 11. He's 11 and three quarters is what he told him when he got in there, right? And they started laughing at him. But long story short, he steals this medallion from them that has a bunch of power. So they spend, you know, a bunch of time trying to get it back from him. And it's all these supervillains trying to get him. Instead of the freeze ray, you know, when he goes into the Despicable Me 1, he walks in and freezes everybody. He's got a cheese ray. So there's a lot of callbacks to the older movies. But this one was maybe one of my favorites. Otto is one of the minions. I've got their names down now. It's Otto, Kevin, Stewart, and Bob are the four main minions. And I didn't realize until this one, just that they're speaking French and they're speaking Spanish. The minions are. Because I was catching some of the stuff that they were saying in Spanish with my vast knowledge of Spanish that I have. I was actually catching some of it, and it was hilarious. They go on this epic tale of trying to get this medallion back as the supervillain league tries to get him, gives him special powers, superpowers. Well, the minions go to this training, right, where with this sensei, this little woman that trains them, and they're trying to break. This is my favorite scene, and then I'll wrap it up, right? I know I need to leave you some time, but
no, this is great. I could talk minions all day.
Banana. Yeah, they never said banana in it. They never said banana once in it. They ate it, but they never said it. But they're doing this training, and she's trying to get them to like break the board with their forehead. You know that you do when you're trying to become a a Thai master or whatever. The first one does it, and he doesn't get it, knocks him out, and Kevin starts laughing at Stewart, who had just messed it up. And so he cracks his finger. He goes, "I've got this." I'm assuming is what he said, and he just grabs Stewart's head and just starts beating it into the board, trying to break it. And that was a laugh out loud moment on it. So the minions actually save the day and get the medallion, save the city, save Gru, and they go Super Saiyan mode, as the kids would say. And it was well done. It was a lot of laughs. It was a good family movie. I'm gonna give it about. I'm gonna go 6.7 on this movie. It was really fun. It's a great family movie for your kids. Take them in there, or you know, a bunch of adults that you can drink beer and watch it, because it's still a very fun movie. IMDb has it as a 7 out of 10, so I'm right in line with that. But there's Minions: Rise of Gru.
No, if you really want to see it, and you don't want to be embarrassed or anything, you can borrow one of my grandchildren to take them to the movie. I was just bragging to Kyla yesterday where I said, you know, really, we need to start taking advantage of things. Do you realize we do qualify for senior discount for tickets?
Yes.
And it wasn't. I'm like, no, I'm not that old. And then I check my drive. Oh, hell, I am by 2 years. I should have been doing this for a long time. You know, there's something to be said for that. All right. I'm going to give first, I'll give a quick review, but I also need to give a retraction, Susan and everybody.
Yes.
I cheated Several weeks ago, I reviewed a movie that I hadn't watched all the way through.
What? Uh-huh.
I know.
Susan, do we have to talk about this. The council has to sit down and decide whether you're worthy to continue on.
I'll wait for your ruling. Well,
in the meantime, what'd you watch?
What do you think, Susan? What were you going to say?
Well, you know, if you had a good source to tell you what the movie was about, you know, we would have never known.
Well,
had you not confessed.
No, we didn't. No,
we still don't know what it was.
I watched half of the movie, and then because I was trying to pack one in before we did our show a couple weeks ago, and then I went back.
Pressure.
I know. And then like a week later, I went back and watched the rest of the movie. The one I'm talking about is The Man from Toronto with Woody Harrelson
right.
and Kevin Hart. I watched the beginning of it, and it made me giggle, and I thought it was funny, and it was like the right mood. Then I watched the last half of it. What a piece of crap. I mean, in all seriousness, I think I gave this one like 7-something or close to 8, you know, when I reviewed it, and you were saying, oh, it's much higher than what they gave it. Well, they watched it. I finally did. And look, I promise from here on out, every movie I did before, I watched. Everyone since, I watched all the way through first. This one I thought, well, look, it was this good halfway through. It can't suck that bad in the second half. It sucked that bad in the second half.
Well, since we're getting things off of our chest.
Yes.
Okay. I just got a text from my buddies listening, Tarson, right now. I fell asleep during part of the Minions movie at the theater. And he texted and said, don't talk about the Minions movie when you fell asleep during it. So, and it was right during, like, the epic battle. Listen, it was a long day, all right?
Obviously, if he ended up at the Minion movie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
All right, so I had to get that off the chest, too.
No, since that's
we're being
great,
honest.
And I feel better. I'd like to change my review of The Man from Toronto from a 7 or 8, whatever it is, to, like, a 4-2.
Okay, all right. That is noted. Write that down, Angel.
That's it. Now, I'm just going to quickly
give you've got about 3 minutes,
don't
brother.
Don't talk to me. I
excuse me.
I've got a limited amount of time.
Well, you're wasting it. So you got about 3. You got about 2.5 minutes now.
I watched the movie Rise on Disney Plus about Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's a big famous basketball player who had won the MVP a couple of years ago, led the Milwaukee Bucks to an NBA championship. What I didn't know extensively was the backstory. I knew there was something there about him coming from Greece and these kind of things. The whole trip of how his family went from where they were to get him to this point, what he did, how he worked for it, what he had to do to get there makes you so impressed with him and his entire family, because he had several brothers who end up in the NBA as well and currently playing. But if you're interested in the story at all about Giannis, watch it. If you don't know anything about him or basketball, watch it, because it's very inspiring. It's what Disney does best. Takes a story like this, uplifts you, and makes you feel good at the end. And now I'm more of a fan than I ever was before. But an amazing journey. You know he's a great basketball player. Find out the backstory and watch the movie Rise. Out of 10, I would give it about a 7.5. We'll go a 7.5 on that one.
All right. IMDb has it as a 7.1.
All right.
So there we go.
There.
All right. We got everything off our chest. We got some movie reviews in there.
We do. And Susan,
I feel like yours deserved longer than the Minions movie.
No,
did.
I thought that was perfect because I didn't watch the whole thing. No, I did. But Susan, I'll be in touch with you. It looks like breakfast is back on. My parents aren't coming this weekend. So
okay, well, here's my recipe I'm looking at right now. Ham and potato breakfast casserole.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're there.
Okay.
That works. Unless I do it at my house, we'll talk later. But Susan, as always, Friday's a blast. I love you dearly. Thanks for coming on,
honey,
and making it so much fun for us.
Oh, you and both, Tanner. I just love this day, and thank you for including me on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Looks like I'm losing. I'm losing my mind.
Good morning, NoCo in the Allo Communications Studios.
It's a couple skate right now. Couple skate out on the dance floor. Couples. Feel like I'm at a roller rink. I used to dance to this kind of stuff on roller skates all the time.
Angel has you vibing in here this morning.
Yeah, he does.
Big He's hitting time. All the right buttons back
He could feel my groove early on. He's great at that, and he's great at creating it, too. It's amazing what the music does, when that's the beauty of having a great producer.
So on Monday, I said that Cody Wilson wasn't here, and he just magically showed up. He's not here, and I just keep waiting for him to...
It's like a vapor.
I know.
It just kind of shows up. Yeah.
Well, Cody Wilson, Denver, Front Range Weather, joins us at 8:05.
I don't think we're going to want to hear what he's going to have to say.
I don't think so either, but also I saw him post a picture of him drinking a lot of wine last night. So
I did see that, too. When he's got the glasses on, holding the glass, and hello, besties.
Yeah.
And I could actually read the slur.
So let's just say we're scheduled to talk with Cody Wilson at 8:05. We'll have Tracy Axon. But hey, 8:20, we'll be taking a caller for the Wheel of Meat presented by the Merck. It's coming your way. We're going to be giving away $50 worth of a certain type of meat, all right, a certain cut of meat from the Merck. Everybody who has won so far, we've been doing this for about a month and a half now, has been blown away by it, all right? The wheel is in here. It looks great as usual. My mouth's starting to water from these cuts already. So get ready. The number to call at that point will be 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. So at about 8:18, right about then. So, okay, be ready for that. It's coming your way in hour number three. Good morning, NoCo, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.